South Carolina Republican Senator Strom Thurmond turns 100 today. He is the oldest member ever to serve in Congress and also the longest-serving senator. Thurmond was elected to the South Carolina Senate in 1933, where he served until being elected to the 11th Circuit Judgeship in 1938. During World War II, he volunteered for the Army and served with the 82nd Airborne Division in Europe. He returned to South Carolina and was elected governor in 1947, serving a single term until 1951. In 1948, he ran as the presidential candidate of the States' Rights Democratic Party against Harry Truman, winning four southern states with a platform that defended segregation.
What I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's not enough troops in the Army to force the Southern people to break down segregation and admit the Negro race into our theaters, into our swimming pools, into our homes, and into our churches.
Years later, Thurmond maintained his presidential bid was about states' rights, not about the separation of the races.
The 1948 race was not a racist race. As far as I was concerned, it was a question of power. Are you going to leave the power where the Constitution put it, chiefly with the states and with the people, or are you going to shift it all to Washington? And we were concerned that they're going to keep shifting it to Washington.
Thurmond returned to his law practice after serving as governor. In 1954, he was a write-in candidate for senator against the nominee of the South Carolina Democratic Party. His victory made him the first person in U.S. history to be elected to the Senate or to any major office on a write-in ballot. To make good on a campaign promise, he resigned in 1956 and was re-elected to the Senate that same year. He changed his party affiliation to Republican when President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act in 1964, but later courted black votes, employed black staff members, and sent his children to integrated schools. He was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee and was president pro tempore of the Senate from 1981 to 1987 and again from 1995 to 2001. Thurmond put constituent services high on his list and was rewarded by the voters, being returned to the Senate repeatedly. He attributed his long life in politics to his success in serving the people of South Carolina.
I love the people. I give my whole life to working for them. You see, we get about 1,000 letters a day, and anything I can do to help folks, I'm glad to do it.
He won his last election in 1996 with 53% of the vote. His opponent attempted to make age an issue, but Thurmond defied the odds and the conventional wisdom.
Age should not make any difference as long as you're healthy and in good shape and can do the job.
Senator Strom Thurmond is 100 years old today. He retires next month.